Om. Today I will deliver a short lecture on Bhakti Yoga. The term Bhakti comes from the root Bhaj, which means to be attached to God. Bhakti is of the form of supreme love towards God. It is love for love's sake. The devotee wants God and God alone. There is no selfish expectation here. Bhakti is of the nature of nectar. It is a spontaneous outpouring of love towards God. It is pure unselfish love or Shuddha Prem. It is sacred, highest emotion with sublime sentiments that unites the devotee with the Lord. It has to be experienced by the devotee. Bhakti is the basis of all religious life. Bhakti destroys vasanas and egoism. Bhakti elevates the mind to magnanimous heights. Bhakti is the master key to open the chambers of wisdom. Bhakti culminates in jnana. Bhakti begins in two and ends in one. Parabhakti and jnana are one. There is no virtue higher than love. There is no treasure higher than love. There is no dharma higher than love. There is no religion higher than love. Because love is truth and love is God. Love, prema, and bhakti are synonymous terms. This world has come out of love. This world exists in love, and the world ultimately dissolves in love. God is an embodiment of love. In every inch of His creation, He can verily understand His love. A life without love, faith and devotion is a dreary waste. It is a real death. Love is divine. Love is the greatest power on earth. It is irresistible. It is love above, it is love alone that can really conquer the heart of a man. Love subdues an enemy. Love can tame wild, ferocious animals. Its power is infinite. Its depth is unfathomable. Its nature is ineffable. Its glory is indescribable. The essence of religion is love. Therefore, develop pure love. Do you really want God? Do you really thirst for His darshan? Have you got real spiritual hunger? Only he who thirsts for the darshan of God will develop love. Unto him alone he will reveal himself. God is a question of supply and demand. If there is a sincere demand for God, the supply will come at once. Develop the nine modes of bhakti gradually. Hear the leelas of the Lord, that is Shravana. Sing His praise, this is Kirtan. Remember His names, this is Smaran. Worship Him. Worship His lotus field. This is Padasevan. Offer flowers. This is Archana. Prostrate yourself before Him. This is Vandana. Do service unto Him. This is Dasya Bhav. Make friendship with Him. This is Sakya Bhav. Do total unreserved self-surrender unto Him. This is Atmanivedana.